Putting sheep or goats in your yard would make lawn mowing a lot easier, but you know, that's how they used to do it. Fast forward, though, to the late 1800s when the first lawnmowers hit the scene. That's when America's love affair with the lawn began, and grass grew into something sacred. Much of the turf blend grasses like we know today in our yards and in pastures were actually developed in more recent times for livestock grazing. But Kentucky has always had indigenous grass, the grass our wildlife has evolved with for thousands of years. Today, only about 10% of those native grasses are left, but in their heyday, pun intended, native grass covered fields and prairies far and wide.
I've read accounts of some of the early pioneers that came across the state of Kentucky who actually had to stand in the saddle of their horse to see out over the top of these grasses because they couldn't see where they were riding.
Dan Feigert, a wildlife biologist who doesn't like mowing his lawn either, sees how native grasses are vital to wildlife.
The type of wildlife that occurred in these grasses, large herds of American bison, plains elk, prairie chickens, all gone now, but occurred because of these grasses and the things that these grasses provided for the species. We still have quail, rabbits, and a lot of songbirds, eastern meadowlark, field sparrow, prairie warbler, all do very well in these types of systems. None of them do well in the grasses that dominate the landscape today.
And grass today is fescue. Compare the green grass by this sign to the bushier prairie grasses. Then, put yourself in the shoes of a rabbit.
It's underneath the canopy that's created by all the tops of these grasses. If you get down on the ground level, there's a lot of bare ground and open ground, for example, a baby rabbit to run through these things, a baby quail that's the size of a bumblebee to be able to get around in between these clumps of grasses. You put them in a fescue sod, and they have to try to go over the top of it. It's very difficult instead of going down in between, around, and through.
These are called bunch grasses because they grow in bunches.
The wildlife don't necessarily eat these grasses, but they provide the right structure for wildlife to move through and for bugs and for the other weeds and things that the wildlife do eat to occur within them is the real benefit of those grasses.
As a final thought, the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife can offer you financial incentives to convert your lands to native grass. Worth considering because the green grass of home can be a better home for wildlife, and you and the animals will both profit.